Welcoming back to the show, an Emmy Award-winning television host, the author of a number of books. The last time he was on, we were talking about the terrific adventures of Spike the Wonder Dog. Spike is back with a new book, Spike Unleashed, and so is the author, Bill Boggs. Bill, thank you for joining us again here on Downtown.
Anytime that I can be in Maine, physically, spiritually, or even just by voice, I'm a happy man. Thank you very much for having me, Rich. It's good to be back. Well, time has flown since the spring of 2020 when I was first on your program with The Adventures of Spike the Wonder Dog.
Well, the first book was so great, and Spike is such a terrific character. I am so excited that he's back. And well, it sounds like some interesting adventures for both Spike and Bud this time around, starting with Bud's decision to buy the television station where Southern Exposure airs.
Yeah, that's right. Well, the last book ended with them getting a lot of money because Spike did a YouTube video that went all viral all over the world. So Bud, who owns Spike, who's a talk show host like I have been in my life, and Bud and Spike are media stars. They've gone to New York. They were successful there. But they go back to North Carolina, where they started out to buy the station and try to create a huge talk show out of it. Anyway, so that's where it starts. But then it just spins off because the actual guy who owns the station, Sol the old Swede Silverman, who is really 93, but he pretends he's 102 because he's like an archetypical horny old man. He thinks he can get more chicks, if they think he's over 100. Once you're over 100, they throw themselves at you. And he's got this new invention. The book's filled with inventions, Rich, that I came up with. He's got this invention called the V-Plus Watch. And it is a collaboration between Apple Watch and Viagra. And it gives time doses to really old men through the watch. The only problem with the V Plus watch, if the carburetors are not adjusted properly, it would be rigidness in the limbs. There's a whole scene where he's on this date in his house and everything like that, and suddenly his leg flies, his arm flies up like in a Nazi salute. Then his leg flies up. And Bud is observing all this. The book is, this is R-rated humor. The Spike Unleashed is designed to make you laugh. It's like 300 and whatever pages, designed with hopefully a laugh on every page. I started my career as a comedy writer, and I somehow hitched my writing fingers to the voice of a dog who actually speaks to me. I mean, I'm not like Son of Sam here, the dog has been observed as the dog, a couple of critics said, this is the funniest dog, Spike the Wonder Dog, ever to be in fiction. So Spike Unleashed is his next tale. And it goes in a lot of different directions. He ends up getting cast in a movie called Florida Man with Jim Carrey and Tim Allen and Prince Harry playing Florida Man himself, because it turns out that Prince Harry's big lucrative Netflix deal has a clause in it that he has to be in one movie a year where he takes a character that's not like him. So he gets to play a heavily tattooed Florida Man that Jim Carrey has come back, bringing his Ace Ventura character back to try to track down. So it goes in a lot of different directions, the book. But it ends up with Spike's nemesis. I got Money Piles coming back into the picture and a lot of trouble with him. So there's big action at the end. And the denouement of the book really moves fast, a lot of action.
Now, I don't know what happens on Florida Man, but it must be a pretty good experience for Lucy Arnaz, who is a character on the show as well, because she did a blurb for the book, so it must not have ended badly for her.
No, she comes up, she plays Tim Allen's wife in the movie Florida Man. And there's within the book, there are a couple of constructed scenes, like scene 22, Spike meets Alligator and so forth, because the Florida Man is obsessed with alligators, And he's got the Lacoste crocodiles tattooed all over him from the shirt that he has. He thinks they're alligators, but they're really crocodiles. Anyway, you got to read it. It's difficult to describe. What I'm trying to do in Spike Unleashed, and what I think I've done based on what the critics have said, is really send up some major elements in our society. Celebrity worship, for example, or the anger that's in our society right now, or our worship of celebrities. We've never been more into celebrities than through social media. So one of the characters in the book is an inventor, Rich. He's come up with this invention, celebrity breath strips. And they're like those little green Listerines, the breath mint strips, you know, except these are the actual scent of your favorite celebrity's breath. So women all over the world can use the Taylor Swift breath strips, and their breath, when they're breathing out, will have the same scent, lovely scent, as Taylor Swift's breath. So celebrity, that's one example, the B-plus watch. Angry Man Meals, this character shows up on the program saying, you know, men are angry today. We are angry about a lot, and we realize we like being angry. So I've created food to serve the new anger market. And then there's a whole thing about these Angry Man Meals designed. The food is so bad, it's got to make you angry. Plus, he throws in some steroids and stuff like that.
Now, I understand, too, Bill.
Go ahead, Rich.
No,
go ahead.
I understand, too, that if, when we read Spike Unleashed, we may find out the real source of QAnon.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now if you want to know.
Oh, I mean, oh yes. An exclusive, yes.
I'll tell you this. It turns out that while they're in Florida, a news bulletin comes across. It actually happened to be on a TV show where the news comes in. And the news is that the actual QAnon is a voice speaking through the semi-defrosted head of Ted Williams, the baseball player. This is, of course, disavowed immediately. But these people who want to believe that QAnon is actually speaking through Ted's defrosted head, that the head does an interview with Bob Costas, which he denies any connection with QAnon and only asks to be reunited with his body. Because folks listening may not remember that the baseball great from Boston down there, Ted Williams, his head was frozen. They didn't freeze his whole body. They just took the poor guy's head and froze it, and it's in a cryonics chamber. I don't know where that idea came, but everybody who's read that one about the voice of QAnon that seems to enjoy it. Bob Costas liked it, too. He's another one who gave us a nice review of the book.
And I see even Brian Cox from Succession had great things to say about Spike Unleashed.
Can you read what – I don't want to brag, but read what Brian Cox said.
Yeah, well, let me read it to you, if I can let me find it. Here we go. Brian Cox says, this book is an absolute delight. This is an exceedingly funny inside look at the foibles of the business of show, and only Spike with his hapless master bud in hand could innocently expose his tail in such a brilliantly acerbic comic manner. Now, if I were really good, I would do it with that Brian Cox accent, but I can't.
You know, that was so good of Brian Cox. Read the whole book, and I was floored at his blurb. But my favorite—I don't know if you have the blurbs in front of you.
I do.
But the one that really knocked me out is Mike Reiss, who was one of the. But Mike Reiss, by the way, has been in the news because he had. Mike Reiss is one of the original creators of The Simpsons, and he still is a producer and writer who contributes to The Simpsons. So this man, in terms of the comedic history of the last 40 years, has been like standing tall. By the way, he's been in the news because a year ago, he went down to the Titanic on that same vessel.
Right, right.
Yes, there was a major interview with him in the New York Post. Anyway, through a contact, I got to him. And I was fortunate that he knew me from my TV career. It wasn't just a guy writing, you know, an email. And he said, I'll be happy to read the book. So he read the book, and about 3 weeks later, you can read the blurb to me. I don't. But this is what he thought. Mike Reese from The Simpsons.
Mike Reese says, "Not since Voltaire has someone written such an epic, funny takedown of the world in which we live." That's pretty heady company right there, Bill.
Yeah, I just I was thrilled. I was really thrilled at that. And the process of writing the book, Rich, is such a for anybody out there who has an idea for a novel, fiction, or a memoir, or family history, once you actually sit down and just start doing it and put pen to paper or fingers to your computer or whatever, however you write, the process is immensely rewarding. I say to everybody, I've given talks at libraries called "So You Want to Write a Book." Many people I've met will say to me, "You know, I had this idea for a book, you know, I never did anything about it." If you don't want to be one of those people, just resolve to do it, get it down, and see what happens. Get it down.
So I wanted to mention, too, that in honor of Spike, a portion of the sales of Spike Unleashed will also go to help rescue operations around the country.
Yeah, but animal rescue operations, because in both books, there are one dog is a rescue dog who appears in his book. Spike develops a new girlfriend named Jane, a golden retriever, and she's a rescue dog through the pandemic. And at one point in the first book, Spike was kidnapped, which happens to dogs. You know, people leave their dog outside a supermarket and they come out and the dog's not there. So I thought, I'm not being greedy. If I can make a little money and I can donate a portion of it to animal rescue charities, I will do it because I love dogs. I don't have a dog now. I just have this dog, Spike, who talks to me and you know, when I need to write stuff with him. So I was very glad to do that, Rich. Very glad to do that.
I was watching recently, I think it was the Little Richard documentary, and I said, "Hey, I know that guy," and I believe it was you interviewing Little Richard.
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel, Rich. I really urge anybody who wants to see some interviews with notable people. It's Bill Boggs TV on YouTube. It's go to Bill Boggs TV, subscribe. It's free. Every time we just posted an interview with Billie Jean King. Before that, we posted an interview with Pete Rose, and we've got one coming up with the actor Elliot Gould, and post one with the Harlem Globetrotters great Curly Neal, the bald basketball player. So there's a lot there, and a few times a year I get a call from the agent who represents my material. They want your Natalie Wood. The Little Richard interview is in two different documentaries on Little Richard. There's my Sammy Davis interview was in his PBS documentary, and the Miles Davis documentary. There's a clip of my interview with Miles Davis, and all of the full interviews, for the most part, are on Bill Boggs TV on YouTube. And also, I'd love to meet some of your friends there in Bangor on Instagram, Real Bill Boggs on Instagram. And that was weird, but there was another one out there, and I had to make myself into Real Bill Boggs, or there's also Spike_Wonderdog on Instagram. You can keep up with what Spike has to say.
Well, I can't wait to read these new adventures of Spike, although I'm a little disappointed from what I know about the book, because I haven't been back to New York City since before COVID, but it sounds like from the book, maybe I don't want to go these days, that it's a different world in the city.
Well, what happens is Bud and Spike return to New York for it. The book is set in four locales. North Carolina, where they have this television show at the same station where I work, WGHP-TV. As a matter of fact, Thursday morning, WGHP-TV will be interviewing me. I'm probably the only person in the world writing novels partially set in High Point, North Carolina. So it's set in High Point in Thomasville, North Carolina, Manhattan, Palm Beach, where the Florida Man movie is filmed, and then out here in East Hampton. I say here because that's where I am right now. And they're the three places I live: Manhattan, Palm Beach, and East Hampton. So I've got a lot of local references in there. But what happens when they go back to New York, and this is true, I have a little apartment in New York, there's so much pot smoking on the street right now that the city is taking on the energy of a Mexican village on a 104-degree afternoon. I mean, you literally, if you go out for a 20-minute walk, 15-minute walk, it's impossible during that walk not to be smelling marijuana smoke. There are all kinds of stores selling it. They're not legal. There's only like 10 legal stores in the state of New York, but within one block of where I live, there were three illegal ones on the Upper West Side. So yeah, they have a little bit of fun with that.
Read all about it. The brand new book is Spike Unleashed from Post Hill Press, coming out in July. You can learn more.
Order it now. Just go to Amazon and order, or your local bookstore and order it. If you go to Amazon, just type in Bill Boggs, B-O-G-G-S, book. But if you have a local bookseller and you can say, I heard this guy, Bill Boggs, I want to have some laughs this summer, Spike Unleashed. I always say patronize your local store if you can.
Absolutely. If you're here in Eastern Maine, go see our friend Gibran at the Briar Patch. He'll be happy to get it for you. You'll want to read it. It'll be great.
Tell him I said hello. You know, I love to go. Don't you love to go into a bookstore and just wander around?
Nothing better.
And just buy one, you know, and sometimes it's months before you read the thing, but it's just a wonderful feeling. And it's a feeling that's disappearing a little bit, you know, like society is changing. There are a lot of, I saw a guy, get this. I do a lot of this. If there's another book, this, I saw a man yesterday playing tennis with his racket in his right hand and his cell phone in his left hand. And every time that like a ball went into the net, he'd quickly check his phone. Literally playing a tennis match with his phone in his hand. And it wasn't like he was waiting for a call or something. He was like, oh, he's typing. Then the guy was saying, come on, and he started up again. We are really living in a period of change, and that's for sure.
Well, Spike has his paw on the pulse of America. You'll read all about it in the brand-new book, Spike Unleashed. Bill, I wish you great success with the book. I can't wait to read it, and it's great to have you back on the show to talk about it once again.
Anytime you're wanting for a guest, call me. I love you, your voice, your producer. At some point, I'm going to get up there to Maine. I keep hearing wonderful things about. I've been to Maine, but I haven't been there for like at least 10 years. And I have friends now who are mid-coastal Maine. They go up there for the summer. So at one point, I'm going to get up there, maybe this fall.
All right. You let us know.
You take it easy. Thank you very much,
Rich.
All right.
Thank you, Bill. Bill Boggs, the book, Spike Unleashed, 22 minutes after 5 o'clock. Can't wait. The first book was just terrific. Read that one, too, if you haven't already, The Adventures of Spike the Wonder Dog.